The United States is the top recipient of Chinese investment. Australia, though, is closing in fast. There, Chinese companies are on a shopping spree. They're buying up property, infrastructure, and farms. NPR's Rob Schmitz reports.
At the wine tasting room of Taylor's Wines in Sydney, bottles are uncorked, poured, swished, sniffed, and sipped. There's a lot for employees to toast this year.
The Australian wine sector is growing at a very fast rate.
Mitchell Taylor is the winery's managing director.
And what is exciting at the top level of about $20 to $30 a bottle and above, that segment is growing at 53%.
Thanks in part to China. 5 years ago, the biggest importer of Australian wines were the UK and the US. Now it's China, and exports of wine to China are growing at 40% per year. In the past year, Chinese investment in Australia's agricultural sector has tripled from $300 million to nearly $1 billion, an unprecedented investment boom.
We're very excited about this agricultural boom that is starting to happen now, not only in the wine sector, but in so many agricultural industries. And I really believe it's due to having that access, being on the same time zone as China, being able to provide that clean, green, positive image that Australia presents.
And for China, this presents a way to feed the world's largest and fastest growing consumer class. James Lawrenson is an economist at the University of Technology, Sydney.
Chinese investors want a piece of that action.
Last year, Chinese homebuyers bought up to a quarter of the new housing stock in New South Wales, Australia's most populous state. In the past few years, Chinese companies have either leased outright or bought significant shares of the Australian ports of Darwin, Melbourne, and Newcastle. It's the same story for agriculture, says Lawrenson.
I mean, they're the ones who can see it most clearly, right? They're seeing Australian wine to China going up by 40% last year, beef, dairy products, everything. So they see profit opportunities. And at the same time, rural Australia has this chronic shortage of capital.
And that's why China has replaced the U.S. as the second largest foreign owner of agricultural land in Australia. The U.K. is number one. 2 years ago, a Chinese agricultural company named Dacong offered to buy Australia's largest cattle ranch. The Kidman Ranch makes up 2% of Australia's farmland. It's the size of South Carolina.
The original Chinese bid was 100% of Kidman. It got rejected. The treasurer said it was against the national interest. There was another deal, 80%, also got knocked back. Still not in the national interest.
Public opposition was strong to a Chinese owner of such a big chunk of Australia. A poll taken by Australia's Lowy Institute showed 80% of those surveyed oppose foreign investors buying Australian land. In the end, the Australian government approved the deal only when Dacong knocked down its offer to a third of the ranch. But the Kidman deal hasn't slowed Chinese investment in Australia's farmland. University of Sydney professor of Chinese business management Hans Hendrischke says it's only changed the way Chinese investors do business down under.
The Chinese investors will essentially have to bundle properties and assets to get the volume. There's all these stories around about the Australian vineyard where some Chinese buyer comes up and says, well, let's take the annual harvest and put that in a container. And off they go.
Hendrischke says this trend will speed up the inevitable, the buying up of 135,000 family farms and their transformation into large-scale corporate farms, many of which will be devoted to feeding the world's largest consumer class. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Sydney.